Back at it now. The American Constitution is, to me, the greatest political document ever written. It is created a nation that's been in existence for almost 250 years, the longest run for any government of any nation in recorded history. I mean, it works because it was well written by very intellectual individuals who understood a lot of things, but what they understood mostly was human nature and the nature to acclimate toward power and greed. And it's been, they've been able to hold that in abeyance for a while, but who knows how long we can hold on. Stephen Rabb is the author of the critically acclaimed and best-selling book, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis. Stephen, good to have you here on the program.
Good to talk with you, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm good. And in the most Orwellian Animal Farm way possible, the left claims the Constitution is a threat to democracy. I mean, I don't know how you even get there. I mean, what is your medication level to even get you to say such a thing?
Well, everything that goes against their narrative that defies their genius policy, quotation marks, everything that is against democracy, they've equated themselves as the holders and keepers of all things democracy. Until democracy doesn't serve them well, and then they're happy to toss that. And truth is, it's just hubris. It is just a belief that they are the experts. The whole world should follow their every lead. It is the scientism of a generation of people who have been told that they are the smartest ever, and they have invented all things, and they are the creators of all things. And so they have elevated themselves to that status of the elite, and the rest of us just have to follow.
Right. They're the smartest people ever because of science and intelligence. Oh, by the way, one quick headline. Vaccination increases risk of infection, according to Oxford University and published in The Lancet. Oh, there's some settled science from the smartest people in the world blown out the window. That's from today, by the way. Again, I don't like it when these people, well, first of all, they're sanctimonious, self-centered. Yeah. Self-serving, dishonest, and those are their good traits, right? I mean, these people, they scream fascist while conducting themselves as fascists, right or wrong?
Well, oh, you're absolutely right, and this is exactly why I wrote the book, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, is that with the very idea, and you touched on it, that the founders understood better than anything human nature, that we all would be tyrants if we could, as John Adams said. That we must constrain and create boundaries for the leaders of our government and for the government itself. What is the role of the federal government? We must define that. That's what the Constitution does. And that without those boundaries and those roles, that any of us, given incredible power, would just charge through those barriers if we could. And the Constitution, to your earlier point, is the pivot of mankind. It is the document that has been emulated more than any other document in the world by other governments. It has lifted from tyranny and hate to a place where we have freedom and liberty like never before. And yet, essentially, they want to return. They want to return to a day where the few govern the many, and where they have all the solutions for all of us, and our freedoms and our liberty are gone. And if we sit back and let that incrementally happen, one day we will wake up and say, where did it go?
Well, you know, we know where it went. It began with Woodrow Wilson, and then it was expanded under FDR. I mean, anybody who cares and bothers to look and can read, they'll find out right. That the creation of things like the EPA, the IRS, and all these other agencies that are given police powers and the ability to take your liberty, that is, put you in jail and take all of your property, i.e. take everything you own and toss you in jail, even though it's never been voted on by any member of any legislature that you ever voted for. You know, it is ridiculous. Administration without representation is just as bad as taxation without representation, is it not?
Well, that's just it. But I do believe that the people are rising up across the globe and are, whether or not it is in Britain or as we just saw in Italy and I think in America, we're about
all
to
true.
See in November.
That's all true, but let me ask you this, Stephen, because this is the real point of my question. Half of everything that goes on today is unconstitutional. The EPA, by definition, is an unconstitutional branch of the government. It constitutionally cannot exist. It was created by an executive order, for God's sake. And that's true of most of these agencies that have all this power and all this overreach. Half of what happens in America is not constitutional. I don't know how you reverse that.
Well, we have to. We often, the amendment we forget, the amendment we ignore is the 10th Amendment, right? That all those powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states and to the people. And that is us. And we have got to retake our power already there under the 10th Amendment and claim for the states all these roles. In fact, all these programs you just walked through should be block granted back to the states. Take every dollar. Block grant it back to the states. If Georgia wants to come up with its own variation on each of these programs, more power to them. If New York wants to, if California will, let the states, the laboratories of democracy, where innovation happens, where we can actually see the outcomes of policy.
All right, let me ask you one more thing. I totally agree with what you're saying. Stephen Rabb, yep. Author of the critically acclaimed best-selling book, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis. I agree with all of that. Let me ask you another thing. You've got states like Arizona and New Mexico that have millions of federal acres of land. Where in the Constitution does it say that the federal government can own vast reaches of land in this country? Because I must have missed that. That should be Arizona's property, New Mexico's property, Montana's property, Alaska's property, not the federal government. Where did I miss
that? Well, of course that's right. Of course, that's right, and that's one of their, under the name of the environment, under the name of national parks and monuments, they have said we are going to buy all this land, we're going to take care of it, but of course, they do everything better than the states do and than the people do in their mind, and so, so they have done that, and not only has it been the federal government that's bought it up, but we've let foreign nationals come in and buy
our land
right?
too. Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
Hold on, Stephen. Hold on. Can you hold through the break? I've got a couple of minutes on this. Give me just a second here. We'll be right back with Stephen Rabb. Don't go anywhere.